It's time for Brittany J's tea for the day. What you got, Britt?
Yes, it's today. So, Magic Johnson's daughter, Alisa or Elisa, I don't know how to say it.
My bad. Bad finish.
I was thinking the same thing, man. Don't worry.
Okay, he got an actual daughter. Damn it, Reggie. Oh. Okay, so don't name Alisa. So I guess her initials are EJ too. They both EJ.
I knew that.
I was right. Okay, all right.
Just in case somebody tried to come at me.
Whatever, you ain't know that. So she was in a home invasion, but she was able to escape. So apparently they were in an Airbnb somewhere in California, and two men got in the house and were terrorizing the guests. Police don't know if they broke in or the door was unlocked, but they were definitely held at gunpoint. So she was in the bedroom, I guess, when it was happening, so she was able to sneak out the back door. But the thieves got off with $30,000 to $40,000 worth of electronic jewelry and cash.
What?
Mm. I mean, she a high roller, so...
Hey,
I mean,
she was able to hold her own,
right? And I don't, but my thing with the Airbnb thing is people get scammed. Like, there was somebody that happened to somebody that I went to school with. They rented a place and were robbed by the people who, like, rented the place to them. So I don't know what,
because they got keys,
right? They could just walk in, so that could have been a situation with her. I'm not sure.
Girl. Mm.
All right, so Tekashi 6ix9ine, we've been talking about him a lot, so we already know he's facing life. He has a possible lawsuit from Fashion Nova for changing the lyrics up on them. But now he's hit with another one. An event promotions company is threatening to sue him if he doesn't pay up $500,000 after he didn't show up to one of the concerts. So he was actually supposed to perform at during my homecoming at Howard, but he bailed 35 minutes before the show started. He went to Powerhouse instead in New Jersey.
Oh, I thought that might have been one of the shows that his management was robbing him for.
I don't know what show this is, but the promoter said they paid over $58,000 to Tekashi, plus the loss of ticket sales, marketing expenses, and I guess lack of bar and all of that. So they want $500,000. How you go from $60,000 to $500,000?
If this man get life, how is he going to pay that?
Exactly. I thought it was a show that he skipped, like, after he got arrested, but this was beforehand. So, yeah, I don't know how he's going to pay, because they don't even say he has that much money. Nah. Like, they say he had, like, $1.7 million in the bank, and the lawyer's trying to give all that up to the judge so he can get out. I don't know. So, sources close to him say he plans to fix everything. He got so much more on his plate right now. Y'all going to be sitting for a while. Okay, so lastly, Dwayne Martin and Tisha Campbell, I don't even know if they're officially divorced, but they're still going through financial things with the court. So, the story now...
Which one of them got money?
I don't know, because I think they both wanted support from each other. They both was like, I thought
if it goes like that, it's just you take just, what you got, I take what I got. Too.
But in this case, I guess Dwayne Martin allegedly pulled a scam in a bankruptcy case, because he did file bankruptcy, or they did. So he used a loan from Will and Jada to do it. So Dwayne was reportedly hiding money from a clothing store, a real estate investment, and hid that money from bankruptcy documentation. So the documents say that they used the loan they received from Will and Jada. They got it through a company. He ended up buying a house with that money and then flipped the house and made $1 million profit. So all of the money he's been hiding in this bankruptcy case.
And Gina knew all that.
Damn, Gina. Right, exactly.
I called it Gina, named Tisha.
Yeah, Will and Jada won't get in trouble, but I don't know what Dwayne and Tisha Martin are doing. She hosting the Soul Train Awards. He out here scamming. I don't know.
That's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. I say just take what you got.
That's how I feel about it.
And keep it moving.
That's how I feel
about
it.
Your show ain't on no more. His show ain't on no more. And it wasn't that good when it was on.
Hello.
So, and he got a scam.
Exactly.
Let that man be.
And Bum Do Isaacs, you take a lesson from this and keep what you had to and leave Mary alone.
How we get there?
I always, and whenever it comes to divorce, I always think about poor Mary and
how we get there?
Bum Do Isaacs.
He doing his thing.
Hey, man, listen. Let
he
that
doing
man.
Doing what a woman would do.
Hey, right, shouts right, out to Bum Isaac and Kevin Federline.
He came off. How much is he getting?
I ain't going to get no woman followers messing around with Britney.
Listen.
Hey, that's it for the midday. Well, hold on. Is that it for the team?
That is it for the team. So
All right. That's it for the workout. Yeah. Rex.
Yeah.
It's always been a pleasure, brother.
Always
you got any shots before
man.
We get up out of here?
Shout out to everybody that checked in, man. Today was crazy, man. Let's do it again tomorrow.
We're going to do it again tomorrow, because I will be back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's all about telling why you mad coming up at 1:30. We're going to get it popping again. Keep your ears hot, 937.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the big man. It's the midday workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.